Hello there, this is Connie Kraczewski of Elevated Practice Consulting, and I wanted to put together for you a list of things that you and your staff could be doing right now in your practice during this time of COVID-19 downtime that is going to help you reinforce your foundation, fix any cracks, and really just strengthen the foundation upon which your business sits so that when you emerge from this challenging time, and we will emerge, that we are all operating at our highest and best with our team and our systems and our operations and communications. So I quickly put together this audio to share with you some of the things that I'm noticing have been a problem during this time for practices that have caused them to just have to scramble a little bit more than they should have. So with that in mind, I wanted to share with you some things that you should be addressing right now while your doors are closed so that when you do reopen, you come out of the gates stronger, better, and more productive. So the first item on my list is your policy and procedure manual. You know, right now there's a lot of things changing. This is going to have to be a fluid document for a little bit. And take a look, pull it out, dust it off, and figure out the best way for you to access it regularly, for your staff to access it regularly. This may mean putting it online. But it does need to be updated, and I would also encourage you to create perhaps a re-entry playbook. You know, there's going to be a lot of questions, especially in these initial months as we re-enter back into business from your patients and from your clients that may pertain to everything from your cancellation policy to what's being done in terms of sterilization and disinfecting, and you know, that all needs to be answered in advance so that you can keep being productive on a daily basis and you're not answering the same questions over and over again from your staff or from your patients. And I always like to say that you should anticipate your patients' questions and answer them before they even know they have them. So that would be the purpose of that practice playbook. So also, I like to use downtime to have your staff write down everything that they're doing, all of their core job functions. And this is a great exercise because all the time, at least one item will come up on the list that you as the practice owner or surgeon or employer doesn't realize that they're doing. And likewise, there might be something that you are expecting them to do that they don't know they're responsible for. So it's a great tool to shed some light on that. And then once you have that information, update the job descriptions across the board. Next, moving on, I want you to take a look at your software and really take advantage of this opportunity to master it. There's never been a better time to do some deep dives into all the software that you use in your practice and figure out if it is no longer serving you. You should be able to run the reports that you need, find the information that you need to determine the health of your business very quickly. Get input on your team from this and perhaps assign some team members to watch certain training videos and maybe assign some quizzes as a follow-up, or have one member of your team present an in-service to everyone. So that the software that you're paying so much for is really delivering all that it is capable of doing for you. Next is inventory management. Tracking, analyzing, and managing inventory is always a little bit of a sore spot, but if you don't have a formal tracking system in place, that's where you need to start, obviously. And this could be a simple spreadsheet or a more sophisticated software system that, you know, syncs with your point of sale. Whatever it is, you need to make sure that you have checks and balances in place so that you can proactively prevent things like loss and, help you maintain proper product levels and help with your, cash flow. So it's a great time to be analyzing your shelf inventory, right? And tracking your patient product usage. there's so many ways to streamline the process of managing your inventory. You just need to find the way that is going to be as efficient as possible and also deliver you the information that you need. So if that area has been causing you trouble, this would be a great time to take a look at that. Next, I want to talk to you about reviewing your patient handout materials. This includes any and everything that you or your team hands out to your patients. This could be price quotes, post-op instructions, sales receipts, anything that is given electronically as well as physically handed to your patients. Your price quotes, are they representative of your practice? Are there any spelling errors? Are you taking advantage of cross-selling services, making other recommendations? There's so many ways that you can use sales communications on these patient handout materials. So you just want to make sure you're using them to the greatest advantage for you, the practice, as well as inpatient education. You know, your post-op instructions, maybe things have changed if you've been in practice for a while and you no longer, you know, recommend some things that are on your post-op instructions. It happens. I see it. So take a look at what you're handing out if it's been a little while. Same with your sales receipts. Next, let's talk about your website. While your entire website might need a refresh, I want you to specifically start with your before and after gallery. Why? Well, because this is the page that your potential patients go to first to view your work. And, you know, while they expect to see pictures there, of course, and your results, what many of them don't consciously realize about their buying decision making is that they want to be able to quickly relate to that person that they see in the picture. And in order to do that, you need to provide a little bit of a story. And it doesn't need to be complicated, but just knowing that the picture is just half the story, the other half is including the patient's age, their occupation, their gender, their goals, and specifically how you help them to achieve that. This is going to help you build up trust with this potential patient, and it will dramatically increase their likelihood of treatment acceptance when they end up in your consult chair, or these days when they appear on your monitor for an online consultation. So really start with your photo gallery and your website, and then obviously take a look and update anything else that may be needed. Lastly, I want to talk about running reports. There are so many practices that are just unable to tell me who their big spenders are, who their top 20% are, and then taking it a step further, they're not able to reach out to them in times like we're experiencing. They're not able to reach out to them in great numbers, and also personally. You need to be able to run these reports so that you can see where to start and where you should be spending your energy in terms of outreach. So make sure that when you're reviewing your practice software, that it runs the reports that you need. I will say there's typically three numbers. I like to ask practice owners, if you were stranded on a desert island and you could only get three numbers to give you an idea of how your practice was doing at any given time, what are those three numbers? Those are your key performance indicators. So we want to tie those into you being able to run reports that give you the key information as to how your business is doing at any given time. So, learn how to quickly access your KPIs is very important. Next, you know, if you have a team, understand who in your practice has administrative rights and who has access to financial reporting. As a practice owner, you absolutely should have administrative rights and passwords to all the software you're paying for. And this really was an issue across several practices where the physician surgeon did not know how to get into certain software that would enable them to look at certain data that they needed to make decisions. And so if you don't have that information, make that priority and make sure you don't have to use it every day, but you should know who has access and you should definitely have access even if you're not using it. So I always encourage you as the practice owner to know who has the ability to create invoices and who has the ability to receive and delete payments. I probably don't have to get into too much as to why that could be a potential issue. But those are six things that you can address right now quickly during this downtime. And I'll just, do a quick recap for you because I talk very quickly. So the six things that you can do right now to elevate your practice are to update your job descriptions, your policies and procedure manual, and your employee handbook. You know, master your software to make sure that it performs for you as it should and that it gives you exactly the data you need to make smart decisions for your business. Track, analyze, and manage your inventory. Review your patient handout materials to make sure that they match your high standard of excellence. Update your marketing communications so that, yes, you include your entire website, but more specifically, refresh your photo gallery to make sure that it tells the whole story of what you do for your patients. And then lastly, run reports and learn how to run reports so that you have the data you need to determine the health of your practice at any given time. So I hope you found this time to be valuable for you today. If you have questions, I am always just a click or a call away, and I invite you, if you are struggling with implementing any of this, or if you are just curious about what it might be to work together, I invite you to just schedule a 30-minute Get Acquainted call with me. You can do that on my website, elevatedpractice.com, or if we are in contact on Instagram, feel free to just send me a DM, and we can take it from there. But this is a phenomenal time to strengthen the foundation of your practice so that you can emerge stronger, better, and more productive on the other side of it. I wish you luck, and I look forward to speaking with you soon. Take care.